You're listening to Adam Carriker on The Ticket on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Adam Carriker on The Ticket. All right, we got a few minutes left and one match remaining. Derek Pearson, is there any chance Solo Sokolo beats Cody Rhodes to win the championship?
Well, there's a chance because it's Paul Levesque. It's Paul Levesque, and there's a bit of him in, that exists that likes turmoil and chaos. But it has to be done, one, to move Cody over back into the trio of CM Punk, Drew McIntyre, and Seth Rollins, and then to free the way for Roman Reigns to come back. Like, it has to happen with Roman Reigns coming back so he can get his strap back. And it has to set up for WrestleMania where it's Bloodline versus Roman Reigns. So that's what it tells me. Like, the moment the three count goes with Cody, just tune up Roman Reigns' music. Like, that's what it... Oh, Roman's back. To not do that tells me that Roman is back, but who is he bringing with him? Because that means that they're going to battle each other for a while. And they're not going to put Roman against the four members of the Bloodline. They're going to have a gang of people. So is it Roman and RKO and Orton? Is that what they're doing? Is that going to be the group or not? In my head, you can't give Solo the title.
Mm-mm. No.
You just can't. You can't give Solo. He's not ready.
Like you said, it's possible, but no, it's not going to happen. Yeah. I'd be flabbergasted if it did. It would be a pure shock value, and you don't know what's going to happen. If that's the only reason they would do something like that, just to keep people on the edge of their seats, I don't think they need to. At the end of WrestleMania, everybody and their dog knew that there was going to be all these people coming out and interfering at the end of that Bloodline Rules match, and it was just as epic as if people didn't know. It was phenomenal. Yeah. Everyone kind of...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Anticipate certain things, and if you just do it, it'll be freaking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Cody beats Solo. There can be all sorts of interference. 89,000 new members of the Bloodline can come down if you want, but Cody needs to win. Roman's music needs to hit. Now, what happens beyond that? Do the Usos come out? Is Paul Heyman part of it? I know The Rock's not going to come out, but I'm just sitting here hoping for it.
Yeah, we can still wish for it, right?
Yeah. So here's what I want to see. Okay, Cody wins. There can be all sorts of interference. Don't care. I want to see Roman Reigns' music hit, and I want him face-to-face with Solo and the four members of the Bloodline while Cody's kind of off in the distance, okay? Then I want The Rock's – this is what I want, okay? I want The Rock's music to hit, and he's standing side-by-side with Roman.
Yep.
And then he looks at him and turns, and he's standing next to Solo.
Yep.
Now, maybe the Usos come out. Maybe Cody walks up next to him. And all of a sudden, Cody and Roman are on the same side. I don't know. But that is what I want. I don't know if I'm going to get what I want. But I better get Roman Reigns coming out. I better get that. Or I'm going to throw a fit like a kid on Christmas morning who didn't get the one present I wanted the most.
Yep. Yep. And bigger pop. If Reigns comes out and The Rock comes out, but The Rock is standing next to Solo, or if he's standing next to Reigns, which one gets the bigger pop?
Dude, I don't know if it'll happen. But if Rock stands next to Roman and then just looks at him and then turns and stands next to Solo and they're staring at Reigns, oh.
Yeah.
Was it SummerSlam? What was the premium live event where Sammy hit Roman in the back with the chair after all the matches were done? Was that SummerSlam? What was that?
That sounds about right. I don't think it was Money in the Bank because I was there at that one. So, no. I think it had to be a year ago.
You remember the crowd reaction for that?
Yeah.
Like, this would dwarf that if that happened.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank DP for joining me. All right, hope you have a phenomenally phenomenal Tuesday. Have a glorious rest of your week. Tune in tomorrow, noon to 1 p.m. Central Time, to hear All-American quarterback Steve Taylor. Until then, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the ball.